Studios, that was all up in my thoughts, but I put it in a pot and I mix it all up. Whoa, gotta give it up. I started from the bottom, but I climb my way up. Level up studios, that was all up in my thoughts, so I put it in a pot and I mix it all up.
All right. Peace and love, family. What's going on? We are live. It is your boy, Mario Quinn, and we are here with yet another episode of the Level Up Podcast. And family, I must say, I am very, very excited for this episode, episode 117. It's going to be a banger, I promise you. But I hope you all had a great Monday. I hope you are being positive and had a happy day. Happy Mother's Day yesterday. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Hope you had a great time and enjoyed your very special day. But without further ado, family, we got to get to the podcast. So I'm really, really excited to introduce our guest for 117, my girl, Annie Mae. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling lovely, man. Wonderful. Feeling lovely.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate, family, y'all need to know this. She was here an hour early, okay? She is setting the standard for what it means to be a Level Up podcast guest. So I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that and everything like that. But just let the people know, you know, I know you. We've met quite a few times. Never really had a deep conversation or anything like that, so I'm glad to do this. But let the people know who you are and what it is you do here in the city of Pittsburgh.
So, I'm Annie Mae, the neo-soul songstress. I'm a woman with many hats. I say, first off, I have a talk show called For the Love of Music Talk Show, which I interview guests all around the world on YouTube and on Facebook. Secondly, I'm a songstress and I sing for, you know, a band that I'm forming called Rhythm of the Night Fusion Band, along with Ben Blakey. And I also sing for Wisdom World Beat Reggae Band. And I'm also an actress for Jazz Bean Entertainment.
Wow. You do your daughter's in the background, so cute. You do a lot. And so I have a few questions, and I apologize that I'm looking at my phone. I'm just trying to pull up the live. But just look at comments and stuff. And family, if you're tuning in, please feel free to comment and ask questions if you'd like. That is totally cool. So in doing so much, can you talk about that moment that happened for you when you realized, well, first, what did you start off with first? And how did you come into finding that passion for it? And where did these other creative outlets come from? Like, where did that come from?
Well, I started off learning how to play instruments.
Okay.
And then I see throughout school and everything. And then I ended up, I learned how to sing. And then I see, and then I guess acting, just I wanted to be like my older sister. Shout out to Cherish Lamour. Like, I wanted to be like her when I was younger. And okay, I was like, look, I want to do everything she doing. And I seen her in the high school plays, and I was like, in the middle school plays, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to be able to, you know, do my dance and say, hey, this is me. I wanted to have that outlet. Like, I was a very quiet child, and I wanted to be able to have an outlet to release all of that stuff, all of that energy and stuff.
That's what's up. So in terms of like music, did you start off as like a solo artist, or were you always like in a band, or how did that come to fruition?
I started off as a solo artist, like around Pittsburgh. I was a frequent member of the Shadow Lounge.
Nice. Oh, those days, the Shadow Lounge.
Like, frequent member of the Shadow Lounge, and just I would sing. I started off in the jazz world, you know, behind with Richie Cole and all. Hold on, I say, yes, rest in peace, Richie Cole. But that's how I started off with jazz. And then I, about 2018, I ended up joining Wisdom. Like, they, how they found me, shout out to Earl Wisdom. How he found me was I was singing karaoke at a spot, and my homegirl, she posted a picture, she posted a video of me singing Redemption Song by Bob Marley. And he was like, you see, it left all these comments like, you over there, the female singer for the band and everything. He messaged me that day. I said, all right. And then the same week, within the same week, he said, look, I want you to come and audition for me. Mm. And little did I know that that audition would be live.
Oh, wow.
In front of people. I see, at the Christian Clay Winery over in Uniontown. Okay. So I say I, you know, learned the words to Man Down by Rihanna that same day, and the rest is history.
Nice. So what is that feeling? You know, it's like, you know, me being a person, you know, I'm a solo artist and I was in a rap group at one point.
Mm-hmm.
What is that feeling like, you know, having that camaraderie with other people, being able to collaborate and bounce off ideas and be creative with each other? What is that feeling like for you?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, you know, it's an awesome feeling. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome, like, you know, and also people giving you ideas as far mm-hmm. as like, as far as what, you know, what they think you would sound nice singing or. Mm. Yeah, that, oh man, that's, yeah. It's awesome, man. Especially if it's good vibes.
I feel like for me, it's like, you know, because I used to have stage fright really, really bad, right? So when I was in a rap group, I was like, oh, I'm cool because everybody with me, you know what I mean? I'm not by myself, but you know, and now I do it by myself, but I've gained that experience. So I feel like being in a group helped me kind of like, you know, build that confidence up and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's that. I basically what it did. It built my confidence up because first I was so scared.
Right.
Look, because
I mean,
I'm
that,
like,
that audition had to be crazy. Did you obviously you nailed the audition.
Oh, yeah. I knocked it out the park,
right,
baby.
Right. She's like, clearly, because I'm, you know, doing it. No, that's dope. So, you know, I'm interested in hearing your opinion on a subject that, you know, we hear a lot, especially when creative people do so many things, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times people are like, well, how are you gonna, you know, how do you balance all this? How do you, how are you a dancer, a musician and an artist and a this and a that all at the same time? You know, you should only focus on one thing. What's your opinion on that kind of thought process? And also, how do you balance everything?
Well, our balance thing is I schedule certain days to do certain things at certain times to do certain things.
You heard that, family. It's called a calendar.
Yeah, that's right, a calendar. We can do it.
Organized. No,
you can do it. Yeah, you can do it. Like, don't let, I mean, the way I say it, you know, people, I know you say, yeah, people say, how can you do all that? How can you do all that? It's just organization,
right,
man. You know, organization and, you know, I say the help of other people and stuff like that,
right.
having a
solid support system.
Oh, yeah, definitely that.
Yeah, that's dope. Heck yeah. So in terms of, like, you know, having that support system, you know, found out you are a mother and everything like that. That is a lot. And also, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You know, where does that balance lie there for you? Like, and how important is it for you to, like, set that example for your daughter? You know what I mean? In terms of, like, being your creative self and using that energy to just flow like that. You
look,
know what I mean?
I believe that, you know, I think about it like this, like, as far as, she comes to the rehearsals with me a lot of the times with Jazz Band, and she learns. She learned my funny thing is she learned some of my lines from the last production that we did and stuff. And thing is, as far as musically, I try my best to perform music that I would want her to hear and create music that I would want her to hear. Positive vibrations, positive music.
No, that's beautiful. It's not enough of that, right?
Absolutely.
It's not enough of that. And,
tell me about
it. And it's clear, right? We can see it in today's society. So, no, that's beautiful. And I think like, you know, as a parent myself, it's like, that's exactly what you want. You want your kids to look at you and say, oh, what my parent does is good, right?
Right.
And like, it's scary, you know, because, you know, we're creatives too, so we try to test the waters and see what we can, you know. But enough of that. So what would you say in terms of your craft? Like, what's the one thing that inspires you to keep going? Especially, I mean, we just went through a pandemic, you know what I mean? There's a lot of,
you know, I feel like mental health is a thing that's coming up a lot. You know, what are you doing, or what is out there that keeps you inspired, keeps you going forward?
I'll say, like, as far as that, like, I say it's having a good, you know, like I say, having a good support system, having good people around you, having good vibes around you, having good friends to tell you, you know, like the times that you feel like quitting, to remind you why you doing this.
Right. It's like, keep going. You
yes,
got
to
this.
Remind
yeah.
you. They remind yeah. you why, you know.
Right.
They remind you why to keep doing this, man, you know, and it's just like, they remind you who you are and what you do, and, you know, and some people, you know, I say I've had moments where people even told me the impact that I've had on their life. Oh.
Right. Man, go grab the Kleenex. No, I'm kidding.
I know, right?
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I'm sorry, I be asking deep questions and shit.
No, but, that's beautiful,
you know,
man.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine today, a brother of mine. And he was talking about that very thing. He was like, man, you know, I was feeling down about what I do. And, you know, he was like, I was with somebody, or I met somebody and kind of showed them what I do. And like, they were like, just really like in awe and like super proud and everything like that. And he was like, it made me want to work harder, because it kind of reminded me why I was doing what I do. And I think, you know, especially the impact thing for me, it's like I'm like oh god, don't, you know, because I get all nervous and shit, like people don't notice that, but I'd be real nervous and stuff, but I'm so appreciative when people are like, yo, level up has changed my life and this and that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And that's the reason why, you know, for me. And like, I think we all need that. We need that, like, people to remind us, like, yo, what you are doing changes lives, you know.
Yes.
And that's the beautiful thing about art, and I just love it so much. It's great.
Aww. I said, give him a Kleenex. Come on.
And family, if you just now tuning in, I thank you everybody who's tuning in. Thank you all for the comments as well. But this is episode 117 of the Level Up Podcast. We got Annie Mae in the building. If you'd like to ask a question, please feel free to ask a comment. We are on YouTube and we are on Facebook. So ask a question, leave a comment, and we got you. All right, Annie Mae, so you got a lot of things going on. My last question about how you got into stuff, and then we're going to get into the good stuff that, you know, you told me about and things. But in terms of the show that you have, do you consider it a podcast or a talk show? Or
It's a talk show. Yeah,
so tell me what was the motive behind there? What was the thought process? What is that about? What do you want the people to know about your show?
I was inspired by a couple people in my circle. Number one being, Chaz Wins, Chaz Burke. He got a really nice talk show that's on Grad City. My other friend, Stefan, he has Stefan Braxton. He has a show that just got an Emmy Award. And then Ben Blakey over there, he has Myron Fisher, he has a show called Table Read Talk, and just watching them doing their thing,
right.
And you know, and then also my boy S-Man Sterling Jones, he has a radio show that he does. Shout out to my boy. But yeah, and Malik Long,
he's watching right now.
Yes, hi Malik. I know he watching. But yeah, I think it's, you know, he has a talk show too, and just see everybody around me with talk shows and stuff, I'm like, yeah, it inspired me to start, you know, to start doing it. And I'm like, you know what? And part of me was thinking, I go through social anxiety. So I was like, thinking about, like, I'm going to do something that, you know, I said I would do a radio show so I can hide my face and everything.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? Facebook ain't got the little thing where, you know, you could do the audio file
and then put the cover,
you know, because they used to have the little thing that was like, you could set it up like a podcast or whatever.
Right.
And I said, oh, they took that down. I said, I'm going to have to show my face. I said, all right, you know what? I'm going to just go for it, you know, and I just did it. And I say the first couple episodes were like, oh,
right.
And then the next couple episodes were like, oh,
right.
But, I was saying, this is my
117th podcast, and yet I still get nervous.
Exactly. I'm on my 50th episode, and I still get
nervous. Right. I think though, it's like, yo, you, it's a standard thing in your mind. It's like, yo, I want to make sure I look as best, and
right,
I'm saying the best things, and
right,
my guest is happy, you know what I mean, and
that's
all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, you know, if he ain't a little nervous about it, it ain't worth doing, you know? So I appreciate that. So, anywho, Annie Mae, you have a lot of things going on. One thing in particular, I know you have some new things popping off with music.
Yeah.
And so I need to know what's going on. Tell the people what you got coming. Give us everything. Here we go.
Look at here.
Look at here.
Me and my buddy here, Ben Blakey over here. I say we got a Myron Benjamin Blakey Fisher. We have a band that we are forming that's going to be called Rhythm of the Night Fusion Band. It's going to be, you know, I say, and also Malik. And shout out to Malik Long and Dale Mac.
Nice.
I say, because they, you know, I say they're involved in the band too. And it's like, I said, we all came, I think it's just like, you know, the three of us, it was like, well, me and Ben first came together, was like, you know, we should do like a, first we were thinking like a, you know, like how they do acapella type of thing. So we were thinking about that first, but I was like, no, man, right, no. I said, you can't do the acapella without, you got to have something that's keeping the rhythm and the melody. And I said, no, I said, hold up. I said, you know what? I play keys, you know? And I said, I know a drummer too. I said, you know, my drummer, shout out to Dale Mack. I went to band camp with him.
Oh, nice.
Years ago. I was a band nerd. So years and years ago, yeah, you know, I know him from, because I went to Langley, he went to Alderdice and everything. But yeah, we all just decided to come together. It's like, yeah, we're all creative minds and good vibes and stuff. And I was like, yeah, let's come together and do something.
And you said Malik's in this band too?
Yeah.
That's Malik. Like Malik Long? Like
Malik Long.
Cool, dapper, cool, smooth.
Dapper,
guy.
Cool.
That's my dude. I love him, man.
That's why.
So how many people are in this band?
There's total? Four. There's four. That's okay. Me. That's myself. Well, yeah, there's myself. There's Ben Blakey. We work together on the, you know, the marketing things and stuff like that. And it's with Malik with his lovely voice.
Yes.
And you know, he got that falsetto. He got that Smokey Robinson sounding voice. And then you got Ben Blakey with his Barry White sounding voice. And then you got me with just, you know, with my, I don't know, I say Anita Baker, Tracy Chapman type of thing.
Love it.
And then I play keys too, and I play just about every instrument. But then you got Mac there, I say, and Mac, he be playing them. He got electric drum set.
Oh, nice. Like,
the rest is history. We are Rhythm of the Night.
Nice.
I said it came from that cool ass Elder Barge song.
Love it. So what is the, in terms of you guys' sound, you might have said this and I might have just missed it.
What
the sound that you're trying to create with the band, like what's the vibe that you're trying to give to everybody?
It's an all around vibe. Okay. Like we try to create music for everybody.
Right.
Like, you know, hip, not just, you know, hip hop, R&B, soul, rock, country, it would do everything, you know.
Okay.
And forever crowd.
So have you guys dropped anything yet? Have you like put anything out or done anything outside of like just formulating the band?
We haven't put nothing out yet, but our first show is going to be, you know, it's going to be May the 21st at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Funhouse.
Millvale Music Festival got us in that joint. I said, it's going to be dope. It's going to be at 3 o'clock, you know, right there. What's the, 400 Lincoln Avenue in Millvale.
Nice.
So that's going to be our
debut.
Let's
go. So we have a few comments, no questions, but I do want to acknowledge everyone who commented here on Facebook. We got, of course, Malik Long. He just said, yo, yo, y'all.
Hi, Malik.
My boy Jordan Howard, a.k.a. Sweater Bob, he says, Annie Mae,
I love you.
I love you too, Sweater Bob. And yeah, then, baby.
We got our boy Barbados Black. He says congratulations on the band. Thank you guys for Barbados. The love. We appreciate you so very much. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what you guys do. I have a very strange question. I hope it's okay to ask.
What's up?
Walk me through a rehearsal with you guys. Oh, God. The first, let's say, first 10 minutes of a rehearsal with the new band. Who's late? That's what I want to know. Who came late?
Damn. Damn. Wait, who late?
I'm just kidding.
We don't really play that, but yeah, Dale.
Nah, that's funny.
I see.
Nah, but like, no, it's all seriously. Like, you know, what's the vibe like? How do you guys get into that? Is it just like, you know, because sometimes you just jam. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, creative process like for you guys?
I say, you know, get medicated first.
Nice.
I say my herbalist straight
up.
You
gotta do.
Straight up. That's what, you know, and then. It's just so pretty much, you know, pretty much what we gonna do first. Right. Just go straight into it.
Nice. So kind of like you guys just jam out.
We just figure out like,
the pieces you like and then kind of put it together. I love that. I mean, that's to me is like the best way to like create and like especially collab with people. It's just like, yo, let it happen. Like, get that from source. We don't need to think about
it.
Let it just,
got to, yeah, you know? just feel it as you know. I'm like, if, yeah, we just come together. Hey, what song idea you come up with? The song idea you want to do? What song idea you want to do? That's basically what we did. We each came up with lists of songs that we want to do and stuff. Okay. And we, you know, brought it together.
Nice. So are you doing a combination of... Are you just doing covers, or are you doing original, or are you doing a combination of both?
I'm a combination of both. I know for this show we have coming up, they're going to be, you know, behind me as far as my, you know, they're going to be my backup band as far as that, you know, backup vocals and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be doing we're going to be doing one of my originals called, you know, Black is Beautiful. Mm. And oh man, that's my baby. That song is my baby. It's been going all around the world to Jamaica, to UK, you know, they've been playing it all around the world. Nice. And I just did not know that it would get the exposure that it did.
Ain't it always the best? It's never, it's like...
I say, Whammo showing me love? Yeah. I said, okay, Whammo.
Right.
DJ Cold-Blooded, I love you, baby. Right.
That's beautiful. So, in terms of, like, group, you know, you got the show at Mr. Small's coming up in the Fun House. Dope spot, by the way. I performed in there before. You know, where do you, in your opinion, where would you like to see the band go? Maybe let's say in the next like year. Where do you see it?
In different cities, like outside of Pittsburgh too. Mm. You know, but music festivals like outside of Pittsburgh. You know, that's what I look and, you know, probably. I said I would. Love just touring and touring. That's where I see it, touring the different cities and stuff like that. Because, because of the talk show, we're receiving so much love from all over the United States and even in like UK and Ireland. Mm. And yes, I was like, I interviewed a cool cat, Ruben, from Ireland. Mm. So it's like over there and stuff. I'm like.
That's
Italy,
dope.
it's popping in Italy. I said,
So is the show? Do you do it? How do you format? Is it like you do it like streaming live?
Streaming live.
Okay,
yeah.
So they can be wherever they are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so dope. That's so dope. So that like that, I love that. It's like the difference between. I mean, I wish I can bring people from around the world, maybe one day, to physically be here. But you know, I love that format because it keeps it loose and it allows you to reach and have accessibility to a lot of different types of people.
Yeah.
How important is it to you to have a platform like that to push your music and the other things that you do?
I believe it's important. Just, you know, I mean, I made the platform. It wasn't only for me. It was for the artists all around the world that, you know, I know that it's, I know they're finding as far as promotion. I know it's hard. I know it's hard out here. You know, we go, we just went, like you said, we just went through a pandemic.
Right.
People struggling financially.
Right.
Hey, you know, and you know what? I just, I give, that's why it's for the love of music.
Right.
Cause I just do it for the love of music. Even though I have like comedians on there and entrepreneurs on there and stuff. But yeah, it's for the love of music. That's, yeah.
Dope.
It's very important. Yeah, I got to keep it going now.
Dope. I love it.
I say 50th episode. Yeah, we gotta keep it
listen,
going.
Listen, if you get over 10, my one boy told me, he said, if you're doing a podcast or show or anything like that, if you get over 10 episodes, that is a milestone. That is, so you are doing very well.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I say long.
It's not about me.
Long. Law.
I appreciate it. So I'm going to ask a fun question.
Okay, doke.
Just to kind of loosen it up a little bit.
Aww.
Thank you for the hearts, people. Thank you for the hearts. We appreciate it. All right, so I'm going to do a this or that.
Okay.
I'm going to do this one. Sugar grits or salt grits?
Sugar. Well, I like sugar. I like sugar and salt.
You like both?
Like
versions.
I like that buttery. Like I like the buttery.
You like the savory. What's that called?
Yes, the savory. The buttery.
Sweet and savory kind of situation.
Yeah,
it's like a pretzel with the chocolate on it.
Because I'll put some butter in it and then I'll put some sugar in it. Like a little bit of both.
Okay.
Like I like to even it out.
That's
I'm the same way with my oatmeal.
She just broke the matrix.
Yeah, you gotta
She just broke the matrix, y'all. She said both. I was about to be like, oh. Because I'm a salt grits all day. I like my grits with salt, pepper, cheese.
Well, yeah, they don't take bad with salt.
You know, stuff like that. But
shrimp. Oh, that's a bomb.
You never had it with shrimp? You know, what's that place called? Carmi's or Carmi's?
Oh, yeah.
They got the shrimp.
Look,
shrimp and grits is the firest grits I've ever had in my life.
I took my mom down there and they had some chicken and waffles. It was so bomb.
I bet. Everything they got is good.
Shout out to Carby's.
Yes. Yes. All right, family. If you are just now tuning in, this is episode 117 of the Level Up Podcast. We got the soul songstress in the building, Annie Mae. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to give her a couple of slow snaps. Please, if you would like, leave a comment, ask a question. We are going to be here for a little minute. All right, next question. I got one more silly one for you, and then I'm going to ask you a little bit about a little more about the future, what the future holds for you and the band and everything else. But fun question. You're on an island, that deserted island, and you can only bring three things. What are those three things and why? yep, I did it.
I say, of course, some water. I say one of them like water purifier things.
Yep.
That, you know, could turn like salt water or nasty water into
good
this
water,
right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And then I say, oh goodness, I say some food, of course.
Yeah, you got some canned goods. He looking like, man, y'all don't even know what to bring. I know what to bring.
I'll say some herb.
So I can get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
he
boat,
said a boat.
A plane or something.
Fuck, I'm
a
out
plane.
Of here. I'm going home.
Y'all a plane so I can know, you know, when I want to go back, I can go back.
That's funny. He said
I
a
said,
boat.
Yeah, a plane.
Yeah. You know what? Why not?
Can
and,
I bring
and,
a plane?
And it's completely fueled.
Yeah, exactly. Baby,
Ruby, she's so cute.
Aw, thanks.
All right, so third thing. So we got water. You said water, food, plane.
Yeah,
that's the third thing. Plane. Wonderful. That's great. All right, so I'd like to ask you a little bit about, you know, what your plans are in terms of. I know I said, oh, in a year, where do you see yourself?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of just like the trajectory of like releases and stuff like that, have you guys thought about how you want to release any music or content, whether that's just you guys performing at shows, you know, nice videos? Have you thought about anything like that?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I say I know on it. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I see. I definitely want to do some, you know, do some stuff for YouTube.
Okay.
definitely want to do some stuff for YouTube.
Love it, love it, love it.
I say, and then I know, I say, there's a, this girl, I'm Gary, we're all, well, I know that I had got casted in a movie called One Mike, and it's nice. Going to have Fredro Starr in it. Shout out to Coralie White.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going, you know, whole boy from Onyx.
When is that going to?
That's gonna be some. It's gonna be sometime this month or next month. Yeah,
where are they gonna start? Roku, Netflix.
I know they're gonna start the filming. Yeah,
I thought you already. You just got casted. That's all.
Oh yeah, I just got casted. Okay. I was like,
I thought y'all was already done. I thought y'all closed the film. Okay.
I said,
when that dropping?
No, they were laughing. I said people were laughing at me because I ain't know, you know. I had to who cuz was for the next first cut. I was like, well, I was like, said, oh, that's bad. The dude from the My Wish show, the cute guy. That was her little boyfriend.
Hey, yo.
They said, we're taking away your black card. I'm like,
it's like, hey, you know what? They shouldn't call it a black card. It's like a black passport. There's so many levels like to being black. Like, it's a card. It's a passport, y'all. It's levels to this.
Right. Okay? I'm like,
there's no
yeah,
one way
but,
to be black.
Shout out to Coralie White. This is about to, you know, I believe that's going to be the, you know, the takeoff for, you know, for Rhythm of the Night, because they say, oh yeah, we want you, Kobe. You going to bring it back with you. I'm like, they really dug Black is Beautiful, and it was like, yo, that song is tight, y'all. He's like, yo, bring your band with you. I'm like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
We gonna do the thing. Oh, we going to do the thing. And, look. Rest is history.
Man, I'm going to give you a couple slow snaps. Annie Mae, you do so many dope things. I'm very inspired by you. I'm always watching. You know what I mean? I think I saw you say something like that. I'm always watching y'all, by the way.
Look, I'm always watching you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know. So
even from afar,
right,
I'm like,
right.
I like what he does.
Right,
I said, he's a man with many hats. You like me, a hustler,
right.
hustler, baby.
But we're winding down. You know, I want to ask the most important question, but before I do that, I just want to make sure I give you your due diligence and allow you to speak on anything that maybe I didn't ask you or didn't come up that you want to let the people know. Now is the opportunity.
I say, did I miss anything? I'm looking like dumbfounded.
She's like, what did I miss?
I'm like, I ain't missed. All right, I'm just making sure I ain't missed nothing.
I mean, because sometimes, like, you know, I'll do a podcast and we'll end it. And they're like, man, I forgot to talk about my t-shirt line.
Oh, shout out.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure, you know, anything that you got going on that you want the people to know, to be aware of, outside of what we've discussed. If not, it's totally cool. We can get into my main question of the evening that the podcast is based on.
All right, hey, y'all, make sure you guys check out Jazz Beat Entertainment. I say, because I'm doing stuff with them too.
Nice.
I say, they've been doing the murder mystery series. I say, me and Ben Blake here, I say, we play detectives.
That's awesome.
And we played detectives in the stage play. So,
nice.
Yeah, shout out to Stacey Allen and all of them. Yeah.
Awesome.
I said, wait a minute, hold up. Yeah, I do have something to say. Hey, yo,
see?
I just know, for real, because, it came to my mind. Like, hey, I said, we get ready to bring in, we get ready to bring in a dope hype man from Atlanta.
Nice.
Like, yeah, shout out to Rich Music, man. I say, I met him through Facebook,
nice.
Through my talk show and stuff. And he threw a radio station down there in Atlanta. And he be hype, man. I said, he does like the dance hall.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know, he does like the dance hall, you know, type of shows and stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, I need somebody to say, come to the stage.
Right.
You know, he got one of them real raspy voices.
Right.
Shout out to Rich Music, man. I say, yeah. But yeah, I say, yeah, that's what.
I love it. So, Annie, you know what we do here at Level Up? A lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like outside of events, obviously we do events and stuff, but our main focus has always been about inspiring young people.
Mm-hmm.
That means youth, that means young adults, and that means those who are young at heart. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
We want to inspire them through creative arts, through creative expression. And so we bring people on who we value as dope leaders in the community, who are the epitome of that mission. Right. And so, with that being said, you know, if there's a bit of advice that you can give to a young person or anyone out there who just maybe can't find their way within their craft or whatever, or maybe they want to get into music or they want to get into doing a show or film or anything like that, what advice would you give to that person?
I would say, first off, I would say, like, sorry, baby's talking about. I would say, hold on, you know, I would say, if I could speak to my younger self, I would tell myself, stay in school. Mm. I would tell myself, focus on your craft. Mm. You know, get some mentors, get some good people to look up to, mm-hmm. get some mentors out there. You know, get some friends, get a support system, definitely. Get some friends that, you know, that support your goals, and they'll support your goals. Tell them to kick rocks. Yeah. No, and I just say, you know, it's music and acting is a beautiful outlet. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful outlet to release your anger, to release your frustration. Don't release it out on the streets. Mm. It's not worth it. Mm. It's not worth, you know, ain't worth all that. It ain't worth going to jail, none of that. Release it out on that music, because that music is what's going to take you forward. That's what's going to take you out the hood.
Right. I love it. So well. She dropped mic, too. Y'all noticed that? She said, I had to pull away.
No, because... Lord,
that's real, though. That's real. Everything you said, that's real, man. Like, I appreciate that. All right, but before we get off, family, we want to say how thankful we are for y'all tuning in, those who are listening, those who are watching us live. Wonderful, wonderful episode. But before we get off, I want to give you the opportunity to plug yourself. If people are just now being introduced to you, where can they find you on the internet?
Word. Okay. So you can check me out, I'll say, on Facebook under, I have two different pages. One for my music is ANNIMAI, Annie Mae, the Neo Soul Songstress. And that's Annie Mae, the Neo Soul Songstress. And my talk show is FOR, For the Love of Music Talk Show. And it's also, yes, baby, and it's also on YouTube, FOR, For the Love of Music Talk Show. And you can also find me on Instagram, FOR, The Love of Music _ Annie Mae. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Annie Mae. Family, of course, you can follow me, your boy Mario Quinn, at The Mind of Quinn on all social media platforms. Please also follow Level Up Studios at Level Up PGH. Sign up for class. Help us out. You know what we're doing. But without further ado, again, thank you, Annie Mae. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
It's been too long. I should have did this earlier, so thank you. I appreciate you, and I'd love to be on your show, by the way.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's set it up, man.
I got a lot of things to talk about. I got things going on.
Let's get it.
But anyway, family, thank you again for tuning in. It's your boy, Mario Quinn, Level Up Podcast, episode 117. Mario Quinn, Annie Mae, we up. Peace.
Peace.
Well, gotta give it up. I started from the bottom, but I climb my way up. Level Up Studios, that was all up in my thoughts. So I put it in the pot and I mix it all up. Well, I build my business the organic way.